Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. Good morning, everyone. Zachar Skadden coming to you live from North Carolina on this glorious Monday morning after a very eventful weekend, not only for myself, but for the world. Literally every area, every aspect of life as things are entering into the spring season and you have March Madness, you have the events in Europe and around the world. There's a lot to get to, but today I want to focus on helping us understand the mind frame of what we need to be focused on to in order to have peace for the coming battles ahead, and how we need to focus in on what the Lord's telling us as we fight for our destiny, fight for the Lord's kingdom to enter into our lives, and then to be able to be lights to those around us. And I want to start off in scripture today in Isaiah 21. And the title today is Tell What You See. Because in what's going on in this world right now, everybody wants to try to make predictions. People want to be right. They want to, you know, have their say for whatever reason, whatever purpose, but we want to rely upon scripture and the wisdom of the Lord, not only for this season, but even in times of prosperity, of having a foundation of how to operate with the prophetic and how to operate and use it in our lives and what the Lord is showing us. And this is one example throughout scripture of this biblical truth. And I want to start in verses 11 and 12. Verse 12 is the verse of the day, but I'm going to start in 11 to give a little background. So it's an oracle concerning Edom and Arabia. And verse 11 talks about the oracle concerning Edom. One keeps calling to me from Seir or Edom, watchman. How far gone is the night? So there's a question being presented to the watchman. Watchman, how far gone is the night? And the response is simple. It's what he sees. The watchman says, morning comes, but also night. If you would inquire, come back again. Not adding to, not taking away, just saying, this is where we're at. And then it goes on to the oracle about Arabia here in Isaiah. And the point here is with all this chaos going on in the world and even, you know, in our lives and different situations, is we want to stay focused on what the Lord's showing us. And if it's more, then it's more. If it's less, it's less. Just give the portion that the Lord's telling you in this season, so that truth can abound, not adding to or taking away from the word. And so the prayer point here in the reordering our day is rather than adding stress to ourselves, rather than trying to live in our insecurities and have that be the point of motivation, is relying upon the foundations of the Lord and just to say, Lord, just telling the Lord what you see. This is the prayer point Chuck points out for this, is just tell the Lord what you see. Just communicate with him what you're seeing and communicate with others what you're seeing and don't add to. There's a lot popping off right now. And this goes into my point for the news today. There's a lot popping off right now and I can't get to it all. Today, maybe a little bit more at noon, because there's events and news coming out about what's going on in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia as far as negotiations are going. And there's, I'm watching my feed scroll up and it's just popping off. It's things I can't really get to. And so even here in our time of prayer and updates, is just I'm trying to do my best just to tell what I see. And if I give my opinion, I add my opinion and I state that it's my opinion. So that we understand what's me and what's just fact and news. And But that leads into the news of there's a lot of things going on, and I want to focus on a few things here in the States first, and then we'll get to some events going on in Ukraine because it deals with a lot of what's coming ahead for our president and this administration and why we need to pray for them even more this week especially. So we want to first start off in Washington, D.C. As we've learned over the weekend, yesterday it came out that Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized for flu-like symptoms. He's expected to make a full recovery, which is good news. So we want to pray for him to make a full recovery sooner rather than later, because he does have a full docket, and he's expected to continue to work even while the hospital at home. They're not stating where he's at right now, from what I can tell, but he just went in because he had flu-like symptoms. Nothing alarming. This happens every now and then with Supreme Court justices, and so there is positive. They're saying he pretty much made a full recovery. He's just on the waning stages, and look, he's each hit a point in his career, in his life, where he's older and things affect him more, and so he needs to be cautious. And his family did the right thing of taking him to the hospital. So nothing to be too alarmed about, but we do want to pray for him to make a full recovery. And which leads into the issues coming this week for some hearings on the Justice Breyer replacement, Ketanji Brown Jackson. They're going to start having hearings today. So I'll just put this up. There's a link if you want to watch live coverage. It'll probably be on most news channels. The best one, if you did want to listen to this, would be C-SPAN. They have a YouTube channel. They'll put it up. If you obviously have cable and stuff, it'll be there as well. This will be kind of the highlight. And one of the things to know is there's rumors that Tremosa could get pushed through. But we want to pray for the nominees, because especially what come out with Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri. Pray for these legislatures to have the wisdom and to listen to what she says on her rulings. And look, if they voted party line, it would be 50-50. Then the split would be Kamala Harris. So it would be interesting to see if those who actually will listen to the facts and say, do we want this person, for whatever reason, to be on the Supreme Court? And listen, they need to listen to the facts. And Mitch McConnell pointed out yesterday in an interview with CNN, he said, look, I haven't made my decision. He's talked with her, but obviously he gets a no response, which he says is normal. That's kind of normal because they don't really talk about issues because they want to have it come up in the hearings. But he's like, I'm going to wait and hear the evidence, hear what's seen before her, because there are other senators on the committee who are looking into her, going to ask questions. Hopefully they ask the right questions. Hopefully they're really looking into it. So we want to pray for them to have wisdom and revelation when listening to and voting for this Supreme Court nominee. Because at the end of the day, they don't have to put her forward. There are problems with the way she has been an activist in the past, the things she has supported. We've talked about it before, of how she goes light on people who have child pornography, looks at it as just an everyday normal thing that's okay, and we shouldn't punish people for being involved with child pornography. Very alarming and very concerning, not just for Christians and believers, but for society at large. And so both Democrat and Republican senators and leaders need to have the wisdom revelation to understand, and we'll see if they stick with party lines or not, or just the fear of the Lord comes on them. And that's what we want to pray, is that it does. And then getting back to other things is news out of President Biden's plan to go to Europe is that he will go to Brussels and then Poland to have conversations with what's going on in Ukraine. So we want to pray. We've continued to pray about having a blanket protection over him to protect him from his staff, but we want to continue to pray for that, as well as during these travels that he be safe, during the travels that he meeting with other world leaders, depending on how much they let him be around other world leaders, that he just have this protection and wisdom not to make matters worse hopefully. So we're going to pray for him during these travels because this could be stressful. He did end up going this weekend to Delaware to kind of have a relaxing atmosphere, which is concerning to see. The stress is really starting to get to him. And look, you can sit here and bash him for going to Delaware all the time. Trump played golf all the time. Obama played golf all the time. So they have the weight of the world on their shoulders. And that's his outlet. That's his outlet. And knowing he's in a state of dementia, it is sad state of affairs to see that his family is letting him be used like this in these scenarios. So we want to pray for protection for him because right now he is our president. And for the foreseeable future, there is no replacement for him that is a viable candidate that would be much better. Either he removes and you put Kamala Harris in place, or you remove him and Kamala Harris, and then Pelosi becomes president. So it doesn't, no matter the way you look at it, it's a dim scenario. So we want to pray for him to rejuvenation and then to be protected in these seasons from his moments of dementia and from his staff who have been known prophetically to take advantage of him in these seasons. Now, I want to switch to some of these decisions that have been happening right now with the Biden administration and how they're affecting the world right now. Because there have been, from the Keystone Pipeline decision from day one that President Biden came into office, have now we've seen the fruits of that and how disastrous that have been. But there has been other decisions that President Biden has made that are now starting to affect other regions of the world. And one of those being in the Middle East, President Biden removed Iranian-backed extremist from the foreign terrorist organization list that President Trump put in place. And now that same organization is being reported from the Saudis to started attacking civilian populations, businesses, oil refineries, military bases in Saudi. And if you saw over the weekend that the U.S. sent ballistic missiles to Saudi Arabia to help in this defense of a now civil war, a war between tribes within Yemen, backed by Iranian forces. And this is all happening from forces that Biden deemed to be removed from the foreign terrorist organization watch list that President Trump put them in place because they act like terrorists. And so now you're seeing these decisions pop up. Biblical foundation. Know those who labor among you. It was very clear that this group was and is a terrorist organization. And now they're attacking even more facilities in and around Saudi Arabia. The reason I point this out is because we have this situation going off with the oil and gas. The Saudis have said they're going to backfill the growing oil shortage, but now you're seeing this war, this conflict war up, and these are decisions directly involved by this administration, and this is why we want to pray for the fear and wisdom of the Lord happening. Now, you're also seeing what's very interesting is that with all this stuff going on, you see the Biden administration going towards getting back into the Iran nuclear deal. Well, something that would be beneficial would be to talk to Israel for oil and gas shortages for Europe, because there was a pipeline that they were working on to go from Israel, the Mediterranean Sea, into Greece, which would be one of the only – it's one of the only focal points to be able to get gas into the rest of Europe. And the Biden administration is ignoring Israel, not talking to them, and talking to Iran, talking about removing sanctions, buying oil from Iran to help deal with this issue. And I point this out because there are things, basic decisions that this administration is making. And we want to continue to pray that they have the fear and the wisdom of the Lord, but also that those who are in this administration can see that the decisions being made by the top heads are incorrect, and pray that they have an awakening and a revival based upon these decisions. And this happens within administrations. People see this stuff. They can see that the decisions that lack the fruit to help not only our neighbors and friends, which this would help Israel, this would help Europe, but basic freedoms around the world. And to completely ignore one of our most closest allies in the world, Israel, who could help Europe in this situation with what's going on in Ukraine, and to intentionally go to Iran, who a couple weeks ago was bombing U.S. embassies, U.S. consulates, excuse me, in Iraq. For whatever reason, it happened. And this is very alarming, something you need to pay attention to with the decisions that are being made. And then also with things that are happening in the commodity trade is this push for green, quote unquote, energy, getting away from fossil fuels. Well, you have to have certain precious metals to be able to build these batteries and to be able to have a sustainable long-term energy production to be able to pull off of fossil fuels. Now, there's a debate whether that should or should not be the case. Right now, my opinion is not the time to be making this decision, as you're seeing Mayor Pete, the Biden administration push for this move towards this green energy. And you're seeing why right now is a bad time. Nickel prices there, and there's a lot of integrity issues with what's going on with the nickel market. You also have the fact that there needs to be mining, and there could be mining in the United States for the precious metals that would be needed to make the batteries and help with the cars and other things that are causing concerns. And even CNN is reporting how a battery shortage could threaten U.S. national security, as the move has been made towards battery powered pretty much everything, and wind turbine and stuff like that. And this is coming from CNN itself. So there's questions being alarmed here that every American, Republican, Democrat needs to look at and have wisdom here. And so I say all this because what we're seeing out of military forces of what's going on in Ukraine, and I'll segue into this in Russia, is it's basically going to be a battle of attrition. Who can survive the longest? Who can get supplies? Russia's going to China. Russia has an ample supply of bodies, whereas Ukraine doesn't. And so this is where things are playing out. We obviously want to pray for wisdom revelation for the Biden administration to have in this situation, and with China, as talks with China happened on Friday, which nothing really came out of it other than talking points on mainstream media, which do nothing because China is not afraid of this administration. And so we're seeing the situation play out before us. And General Petraeus points out a good fact in an interview he did with CNN. It's just basically a battle of attrition. And it's at a stale point right now because it's modern warfare. It's building by building, room to room. And that's very tedious. And that's why Ukraine is able to, they know the terrain, they know the buildings, they know where they're going, they're not. And the Russian forces, who some are motivated, some are not, are struggling with the battlefield that is before them. But some facts about what's going on in, has come out of Ukraine is now that upwards of 10 million civilians have fled the regions in Ukraine. This is coming out of the UN. Could be accurate, could not. But even the suggestion, the thought that this is a possibility, is very alarming. And one thing I do know right now that I can say is there have been proposals by Russia to have a ceasefire and a surrender of the port city of Mariupol. They have Ukraine has refused those demands. And the mayor of Mariupol is hilarious. He's driving around in a Russian Tiger tank painted in Ukrainian colors, just to like help uplift the people in his city to say, we're not surrendering, we're not giving up. And they're putting up a fight, and it's pretty inspiring if you think about it. Now, some events came out yesterday that Zelensky has now announced a ban on 11 Ukrainian political parties with ties to Russia. And you're seeing those on the right here in America. Look, he's a dictator. We're giving him all this money. Let's run away from him. Let's leave him to die. Let's put a timeout. First of all, he's in a war. He has assassins coming after him on a daily basis. He survived multiple attempts on his life. And now there's reports that there are more mercenaries coming to assassinate him. He survived Chechen assassination attempts on his life. He's dealing with the fact that there are now African warlords in the country who are reports saying that Putin is paying them to go and decapitate him and do a Islamic extremist style of execution on video just to demoralize the people. So I'm not saying I agree with the decision of Zelensky, but let's pull back and see. Let's look at, okay, what's going on there? They're in total war. Russia is breathing down their neck. He has life attempts being made on him in an everyday basis. More people are being sent from Russia to kill him. This is the battle of attrition that's going on there. And then now he pulls the ties who have had ties with Russia. We'll have to see how this plays out. Obviously, this is not a good look to just outright ban other political parties. We as here as a nation of democracy, but Ukraine has corruption issues, has things going on there that are very alarming. I'm not saying I agree with it, but this is happening. But let's also look at the motivating factors behind this. He has attempts on his life from Russian-backed supporters. So let's continue to pray for the Ukrainian people who are suffering, the Russian people who are suffering, who do not want this to go forward, and pray an end to this war, because you're seeing multiple powers get involved here, from China to Syrians, to Africans, to Europe. This could lead to something further. And something that Zelensky said that was a motivating factor to try to pull more people into this, which is a point of caution of getting the world to go into war, is he spoke before Israel's leaders, the Knesset, and said some things that were true, said some things that were not true. And look, this is his MO. He's going around and he said some things of trying to tie what's happening with the Ukrainian people to what happened to the Jews in Germany and throughout World War II, throughout Europe. And their Israeli leaders who are saying, hey, let's pump the brakes there. There might be a decision for us to help you with sending Iron Dome and having discussions about helping you defend your nation. But let's put a timeout on saying that what Russia is doing is the final solution for the Ukrainian people. Now, again, let's take a step back and look at why Zelensky would be saying that, what would lead him to think that, because his country is at war. He feels alone. He's trying to poke and prod at emotions of all world leaders. He's done pretty much the same thing in the UK, in Canada, and here in the United States, and before the EU, of quoting people like Churchill, being personable with what's happening in Canada, with the leaders there to try to pull on those emotional ties that he has, saying things like, oh, you know, Trudeau is a motivating factor for why I got into politics, etc. And then also with what he said before and showed in video before Congress and Senate last week of pulling emotional ties, talking MLK, most other political leaders here in the United States to say, hey, help us, help us, help us. And he's in dire need of help. And because of the corruption that's there, it's been a whole host of issues of why people want to stay out of it. But the one thing that Israeli leaders said is they were saying that, like, look, he admires the Ukrainian president's support for the Ukrainian people in the heart. But to tie in the Holocaust is very alarming. And Israel's talked about, because on a humanitarian basis and economic basis as well for the future, of even some things that Trump that I talked about before, about how Trump was started a deal with sending Israeli oil reserves to the rest of Europe through Greece, that Biden killed, by the way, and then is starting going to go toward Iran is that Israel has a decision to make. Is do they help military? Do they help provide Ukraine with the Iron Dome or the potential of using it in some way, getting it, which would really come the U.S. would be involved in that. And this is the reason I bring it up, is the Biden administration would be involved in that decision as well, of whether to do that, as we are close allies and we are involved heavily, good and bad ways, in Ukraine and Israel. And so we want to continue to intercede for the Biden administration of the fear of the Lord and the Holy Spirit in dealing with this issue. And now you're seeing Israel get involved in this. And this is one of the things Chuck Pierce said the other day, last couple weeks ago, is that when Daniel Pierce had the dream about this conflict with Israel, is watch Israel. So we're watching Israel. Let's see what the Lord says. I don't have revelation on, okay, what does this mean? This is where things are. Now we're starting to see ties of more world leaders of do that. Now we do want to pray for an end to this conflict. Will it end soon? Not necessarily sure, but I want to point this out, and I'll close on this. Is there, Elaine's Barbie sent me this morning, is that there's a report now out of the New York Post that Russian elites are supposedly in talks with overthrowing Putin. And this is coming from Ukrainian intelligence. So whether this is true or not, during a time of war, it's very precautious. But Chris Reed, remember the prophetic we played last week? Chris Reed talked about how he said what comes next behind Putin will be worse. So if Putin gets taken out, whether by opposing forces or internal forces, what is coming next could be worse. And Elaine said this, we were chatting back and forth, and she said, the problem is you can remove a person, but the spirit behind that person can still be in operation. And could be what is motivating the spirit motivating Putin could be motivating the person to come behind him. Because what's happening now is we see it. The mainstream media sees it. If you listen to our podcast last week about this issue, is Putin is showing signs of demonization, something different than who he has been in the past. And so there's a spirit. We understand that as prophetic spiritual people, that there's a spirit operating and motivating him behind the scenes. And Chris Reed talked about how that spirit of the Black Sea, there's something demonic there that's trying to prevent what the Lord's been doing in Ukraine and in those regions of spreading the gospel of the kingdom to those nations from being continued to go forward. Which leads me into this. There was a report from the Wall Street Journal, and there's a tradition out of the Russian Orthodox Church that the Wall Street Journal actually did a very great job that Putin is using, just like Hitler used, to use the German Lutheran Church in Germany as far as the reason to do the same things that Putin's doing of saving our traditions and our nation and our country and pull people out of the genocide that they're in Ukraine, even though there's no evidence of that, is there's something by the name of, I want to make sure I get this right, a Ruski Mir, or a Russian world. And Mr. Putin said this, and when he refers to it, he refers to Moscow's rightful sphere of influence, which includes territories of the former Soviet Union and the Russian Empire before it, i.e. Alaska. Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us. It is an inalienable part of our own history, culture, and spiritual space, Mr. Putin said on February 21st, 3 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. Let me repeat that. Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us. It is an inalienable part of our own history, culture, and spiritual space. This is all being pushed by the Russian Orthodox Church. This is causing the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and even the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine to split from Moscow and the Kremlin because of this ideology. And the perversion is from the Seven Mountains theology the idea of taking dominion. They're saying we're taking dominion, just like Hitler did. We're taking dominion for Russia, for Germany, to have, because we're better than everybody else, we're going to take over. It's a demonic influence is what it is. And it's a perversion of something the Lord says we should do. And so you're seeing this motivating factor behind this. And there are some within Russia who believe this and are for this. There are most who are not. And so now that we see this spirit being openly discussed from people like the Wall Street Journal, who is doing this is a good piece. And so we want to be aware, be sober-minded of what's going on, keeping our emotions in check, praying. And when we hear from the Lord, just telling what we hear and continuing to pray for the Lord's will in these situations. Of an end to this conflict, of an opening of the hearts and minds of men toward God's destiny, as we've been talking about on Sunday mornings, for each and every one of us out of Psalms 139:16, about how God has written about us before we were even in our mother's womb. So with that, let's take that foundation in Scripture, as Isaiah points out. Just tell what you see. And so today we'll have more updates at noon about the situation in Ukraine and Russia and our administration and how we can pray for the events that are happening this week. A major thing is the hearing for the SCOTUS nominee. So let's not forget that during our time. Just pray for wisdom and revelation for our leaders. There needs to be it, because this is an open political activist trying to get a seat on the Supreme Court, who is openly for preventing child pornographers from being punished rightfully so, and continue to allow them to be open and free in society and continue to cause harm to innocent children. So blessings. Thank you to everyone for following along today, watching on Facebook Rumble and listening on podcast. And I will see you guys later. Have a good one.